Living in a house that is difficult to warm or cool down isn't just annoying and unhealthy, it can also be very expensive. With rising energy prices, many of us are understandably concerned about our next power bill. Improving energy efficiency means improving our health and well-being, particularly in hot summers and cold winters. But in a time of high rents and mortgages, it also means huge savings on energy bills. Building ministers from around the country are meeting tomorrow to consider changes to the National Construction Code, determining the standard of our homes for decades to come. Our good friends at the Public Interest Advocacy Centre, or PIAC, along with a broad coalition of building industry, community health, environment and climate organisers, are urging building ministers to increase requirements for energy efficiency for new homes to ensure that they are fit for the future. The centre also says that more can be done to reduce the carbon emissions related to existing housing so that everyone can have access to safe, affordable housing that supports their health and well-being. To tell us more about this, we're joined from the Public Interest Advocacy Centre, or PIAC, their policy officer, Thomas Chaillou. Good morning, Thomas. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good.
Thank you so much for joining us here. This is something that's on top of our minds. I got my electricity bill the other day and was absolutely blown away. Some advocates are saying that our homes are making us sick and that some are a little better than glorified tents. Is the situation really that bad?
Yeah, look, it is quite bad. And I think a lot of people got a bit shocked when they received their electricity bills. I got a pretty big gas bill myself. Many houses in Australia are often too hot, too cold, too humid. They're hard to heat and cool down. They're leaky, and they often use old and inefficient appliances. I'm thinking about bar heaters, old water and space heating, which is running on gas. And not only it impacts on your bill, but all of that can impact on your health. It makes you tired. It affects your well-being. And for some people, it can definitely make you sick. There is research that just came out. It's called Cold and Costly. And it showed that in winter, many houses in Southeast Australia have indoor temperatures under 18 degrees for more than 80% of the time. And that's not healthy. That's under the minimum healthy level set by the World Health Organization. So it's quite clear that we are lagging behind comparable countries. Yeah. And the reason for this is because we did not have efficiency standards for new homes until 2003. And we still lack them for existing houses. So it's a lot better for new homes because we have that requirement since 2011 that there must be at least 6 stars out of 10 on the nationwide house energy rating schemes. But houses last a long time. So the stock is replaced slowly. And unfortunately, the average home still only has a 1.8 star energy performance, which is basically to say they're not efficient at all.
No.
So houses are very far away from a well-designed, modern home that is easy and cheap to live in.
I suspect that my house is not fit for humans to live in, but it's an absolute awesome place if you're mould. Now, the building ministers from the Commonwealth, State and Territory governments that are meeting this week to discuss the changes to the National Construction Code, why is this something that's important for the everyday Australian?
Look, Danny, to put it simply, I think it's about making life easier. A lot of language around efficiency can be technical, it can be a little boring, and I think that's why some people miss why it's so important, but it really is fundamental. When you just can't seem to get your home to a decent temperature, and when you have mold everywhere, like you said, it makes life hard, and then the condition of your home impacts you every single day.
Mm.
And it's not just uncomfortable, it's a waste of money. Like trying to heat up a house that's uninsulated with air leaks and single glazing windows, it becomes real expensive real quick. And that's only getting worse with rising prices of power. And that's why we're calling on building ministers to raise the efficiency standards for new homes to 7 stars. We should have increased these standards decades ago because we know that from day one, it's just cheaper and easier to live in an efficient house. And the Building Codes Board themselves found that under the new requirements, if they are adopted, the ones we're pushing for, households would be up to almost $600 a year better off. It really is in everyone's interest to fix this. And that's before you even look at reduced climate pollution and adaptation to a changing climate. It's a win-win, really.
Yeah, all good points, those. Now, this National Construction Code, this is about new buildings. New houses, however, they're only like a small proportion of all homes. What can be done about the houses that are already there?
Look, I think that having minimum energy efficiency standards for rental properties, that would really help. We need to act on rental properties because contrary to people who own their home, people who rent their home have very little power to act to improve the place. They can't buy a new space heater or water heater. They can't put insulation in the roof, for example. So minimum standards would ensure that the very worst properties, they're upgraded to a safe, healthy home to live in. It would not be as high as the standards for new buildings, of course, but it would ensure that we see some improvement in the rental housing market as well.
Excellent. And finally, before I let you go, what can people do to support work to improve the efficiency of existing housing?
Look, PIAC is part of a campaign called Healthy Homes for Renters, and you can join us on healthyhomes.org.au. We have started a petition. We're also capturing the stories of people who live in inadequate, unsafe housing who are impacted by this, and landlords can join in as well. We know that there are many landlords across Australia who get it, just like the millions of people who know that efficient, safe and carbon zero housing is the way to go.
Wonderful. All right, I'm going to put links to both the Healthy Homes for Renters website and, of course, the Public Interest Advocacy Centre on the 2SER website. Thomas from PIAC, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast. I look forward to talking to you and the rest of the centre real soon.
Thank you, Denny. Have a good day.